I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the book of Genesis, we read how Jacob, after his sojourn with Laban, is returning to the promised land, and he is afraid to meet his brother Esau. When he meets Esau, Esau receives him not with anger and hatred, but rather with a hug and with rejoicing. More rejoicing than Jacob is interested in, to be honest with you, because he offers, "Please come and stay with me. Please come to where I am, and I will watch over you." And that's a little too close for comfort for Jacob. And so he says this. He says, "My Lord knows that the children are weak, and the flocks and herds which are nursing are with me. And if the men should drive them hard one day, all the flock will die." And thus, Jacob, in his excuse to Esau, lays forward a very important point, which is true for a good shepherd. And that is that you must know your flock. And you must go at a pace that fits your flock. And you must be gentle with your flock. For though you may be able to go faster, your flock might not be able to handle the pace. And what to you might be a smooth and easy jaunt might wind up being death for them. Now, in our text, Jesus has much to say to his disciples. And we will concentrate on how he begins. "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." If Jacob was a good shepherd, Jesus, of course, is the good shepherd. And having had his disciples with him for 3 years of teaching, 3 years of walking and growing, now as he is ready to go out to the Garden of Gethsemane and his passion, as he is teaching them, he still has many things yet to tell them. He does not tell us what those things are. They might have something to do with his passion, his death, his resurrection. They might have something to do with his ascension and his reign in heaven. They might have something to do with his return. We do not know. Perhaps he has some doctrine to inform them about, which he has not covered yet. Or perhaps, maybe, they still simply need to grow in understanding over what he has already introduced. Maybe some of the things which he has spoken to them about, they understand now a little bit. But over time, they will grow to understand in a deeper and more full way. Whatever. We only hear what he says, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." Christ understands where his flock is at. He understands where his disciples are at, and he is gentle with them. He is compassionate towards them. And though he could have said, "Look, we've got a couple more hours before I got to be at the garden. Don't want to miss Judas. So, here's some of the things I want you to get. Get out your stylus. Let's get started. First," and he could have gone through the list, and he could have taken it and pounded it to them, forced it upon them. But for some reason, in his compassionate mercy, he understands what they can bear. And he does not do so. Now, each of you is at a different point of growth in the Lord. You have heard good teaching. You believe in Christ. You have trusted in him as your Savior. And you are growing to understand and know who he is and what he has done for you. Notice you are still growing. There's never going to be a point at which you know it all. There's never a point at which you understand everything which you will need to know. Rather, Jesus, your shepherd, sends forth the Spirit of truth through the Word so that you continue to grow and understand and learn as you go through your life. And you can trust in Jesus, who sends forth the Spirit, who takes from what Jesus has and teaches it to you, so that you will grow and learn. Perhaps you look forward to a path that you will walk on, whether it be as a pastor, a deaconess, another servant in the church. Maybe it is as a pastor's wife or a pastor's child. The pathway which you will walk will lay before you challenges which you will overcome, which you will struggle with, but that God will help you with. Perhaps you look at them and you say, I don't know what to say if I were faced with this situation. I don't know what I would do if I encountered this situation. If someone asked me this question, or if I walk in a room and someone is dying, what will I say? What will I do? Perhaps there is something that you yourself now are struggling with as you go through your studies. Perhaps a point of doubt or burden. We learn from this text, first, that as Jesus is gentle with his disciples, so he is gentle with you. And if you will be a shepherd or a sheep under him, you must learn to trust his gentleness. Learn to trust his compassion. Learn to count on him being a merciful and gracious Lord. For there are times at which we turn to Christ and we see him, and the law burdens us, and we know what we should be, and we know what we should know, and we know what we should do. And the burden of not living up to that expectation can almost turn the joy of the gospel into a burden. The joy of serving the Lord into slavery. This is not how Jesus would have it. When he says, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, he is not merely talking to those who have not yet known him. He is speaking to all of his flock, and to those outside the flock who will yet be drawn to him. It is important that you learn to trust that he is gentle with you, especially as you serve and are in this community, in the seminary, which lays upon you tests and papers and exams. And so it should, for it is making sure that you understand and confess the truth. That is good. Christ is still a gentle Lord, and your people need their gentle Lord. And as you go to teach them, you go to walk with them, you must learn to respect and honor their pace, whether it be the flock which you serve, your wife whom you love, your children whom you catechize. Be gentle. Also learn to be humble. For the lesson which you know and have mastered, the topic which you feel your flock should already have learned, the struggle which your spouse endures, which you feel is easy to bear, do not go and think that just because you have learned a lesson, that they should have learned the lesson as well. If that were the case, Jesus would have said, I've been with you 3 years, I have only little time, and look at all the stuff you haven't gotten yet. My goodness, what have you been doing? He does not do so, though he could have. So, also be humble, for you have much to learn. And as you learn under the hand of your gentle shepherd, so too be gentle with those who are with you. And as they struggle, honor them. Be compassionate with them in their struggles. Lead them with a gentle hand. But also remember that for those who are in Christ, this process of learning never ends. The Holy Spirit never came to the disciples and said, hey, guess what? Remember Jesus said, I've got a lot of things to say to you. Congratulations, you've finished. You've got it all now. Go ring the bell. He never did that. He never did it. I still have not rung the bell yet, by the way. I've been out 10 years. Someday. You still have much to learn, even if it is the basics which you learned in the catechism. Did not Luther say that he constantly returned to the catechism, constantly read it, and was constantly striving to understand it? And did he not say that the things in it are still so important that God has nothing better to tell us than what is in its pages? Do not be one of the pastors, nor one of the sheep in the flock, who looks upon the catechism and says, I've got that now. Come back to it. Come back to the Psalms. Come back to Jesus' words. And realize that the Spirit will help you grow in understanding as you go along. But if you look forward down the path and you see the road that you will take, whether it is another year of school, whether it is a vicarage or a call, or whether it is staying here and continuing your teaching, whichever path it is, the Lord is already there. And the Lord knows that which his flock will need. And the Lord who lays before you the path of service which you are following is faithful. And just as he wants his flock to be fed, so too he will feed you. And he will help you, and he will teach you, and he will guide you. So you lay your fears before the feet of your gentle shepherd, and you say, Lord, have mercy on me. You have called me to do this work, and if it's up to me, I'm going to mess it up. And then you walk away knowing that Jesus is faithful. This is good. Someday, you'll be out somewhere serving, and you'll sing those words, this is the feast of victory, and you'll kneel down and partake of the feast, and you will remember every time you partake of the body and blood of Christ that your Lord is gentle and merciful and gracious, and he forgives your sins. Learn from his hand and rejoice. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus into life everlasting. Amen.